There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Today we begin in the quiet village of Novokatovsk in Transnistria, Ukraine, where Or Kohen, the village's sole Jew, embodies resilience and community safety despite the region's war conditions. Once a home to a thriving Jewish population, Transnistria's Jewish community has dwindled to about 2,000. Yet younger generations like Katya Kreikman, a university student and camp counselor, are determined to preserve Jewish traditions despite the region's bleak outlook. Their story highlights a thread of hope as these small communities hold onto their heritage, symbolizing the enduring spirit of Jewish resilience in Eastern Europe. Meanwhile, 84 years after the annihilation of Seduva's Jews, Lithuania is preparing to open the Lost Shtetl Museum, a groundbreaking tribute to the vanished Jewish communities of Eastern Europe. Israeli President Isaac Herzog, whose family came from Seduva, recently affixed a mezuzah to its doors, symbolizing continuity amid destruction. Through cutting-edge exhibits, artifacts, and Judaica, the museum transforms tragedy into remembrance, ensuring Jewish memory endures beyond bullets and silence. U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff has revealed ongoing negotiations to expand the Abraham Accords. Witkoff hinted at new countries, possibly including Azerbaijan and Central Asian allies, showing the Trump administration's commitment to fostering regional stability. These developments underscore the evolving focus on Israel's normalized relations, emphasizing the Jewish nation's central role in regional diplomacy. Naomi Gull, a Toronto-based artist and granddaughter of Holocaust survivors, has transformed her simple sketches into a powerful Jewish response to the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. Initially playful cartoons for her children, her drawings soon became a means to connect with families of hostages and victims, giving voice and memory to those taken or lost. Through her art, Gull aims to ensure their stories endure as a reminder of the Jewish value of memory and communal resilience in times of crisis. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. Prime Minister Netanyahu commends Australia's expulsion of Iran's ambassador over anti-Semitic attacks, calling it a crucial move against anti-Semitism. The historic Masorti Synagogue in Santiago was vandalized, depicting Prime Minister Netanyahu with a bullet hole, reflecting ongoing anti-Semitic incidents in Chile. U.S. President Donald Trump will lead a major White House meeting today to discuss a post-war Gaza plan. The Trump administration is considering blocking visas for speakers at Detroit's People's Conference for Palestine, citing concerns over alleged terrorist links among some participants. A Nazi daughter's estate listing features a looted painting once owned by a Jewish art dealer, prompting Interpol and Argentine police to urgently recover the artwork. The Senate Bipartisan Task Force in the United States is urging universities to combat rising anti-Semitism as the new academic year is about to begin. KLM resumes flights to Israel from September the 28th with weekly stops in Larnaca, Cyprus. The airline joins others in gradually re-establishing routes after regional hostilities. And finally, London's inaugural Interfaith Wellbeing Festival recently drew around 1,000 people to Paddington Recreation Ground, celebrating unity through health, culture and friendship. Co-produced by the Faith and Belief Forum and Maccabi Great Britain, with strong Muslim and Jewish involvement, the event featured yoga, football, music and reflection zones alongside kosher, halal and vegan food. Muslim and Jewish organizations alike stressed friendship and respect, the festival showcased London's ability to turn diversity into harmony. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.